Good evening, and welcome to Playtime with Fiona. First, I want to say a special hello to Philip in Arkansas. Now, Philip is an admirer, and he's looking to connect with a crossdresser in his state. My Little Black Book is a great way to meet other crossdressers and admirers, and I could use any crossdressers in Arkansas to get in there, as we don't have many members in that area for some reason. I'd like to make sure Philip is looked after. So, if you're listening to this in Arkansas, I just know we can connect you. You can, of course, check out my Little Black Book at fionadobson.com, fionadobson.com. So today, Ali has been paying special attention to my bush. Yes, he's been very focused on it. He's down there on his hands and knees, giving it his special and very attentive treatment. I'm sure you know, Ali is my gardener. Since Max gave him a gun rack to put on his smart car, he's been able to bring all his equipment with him, and he's been creating a great example of topiary in my front garden. He's currently doing a great job of creating a slightly scaled down version of Cleopatra's Needle on my front lawn, with two of the Elgin marbles at its base. It's really quite breathtaking. But that's not the main reason I'm talking to you tonight. We're looking at a subtle way you can let your inner girl out. Now, you probably know I encourage all my girls to wear a very small amount of eye makeup every day. When you do so, people usually won't notice. They'll just be vaguely aware that you look a little bit different. And that's really what we're after. It's that very subtle and undefined awareness you are something more than you were. So, we're extending that theme. Now, obviously, this is for those of you, and that represents about 95%, who are my members who don't or can't openly dress in public. So many of us are really just allowing our feminine side to become a little bit more pronounced, and it feels great to do so. And that's what much of cross-dressing is really about, don't you think? So sticking with this theme, I'm going to get all psychology 101 with you. Tonight, I want you to think about perfume. Most cross-dressers don't use perfume very much, but on Playtime with Fiona, we're going to do something fun, safe, and subtle today. I want you to use a tiny amount of perfume one day this week. Now, the objective is not to be noticeably wearing scent, but to use a perfume in such a way that people are unaware of it. We're using the scent to stimulate people around you into a subconscious response. To do that, the impact has to be very low, below the level of conscious awareness on all of those around you. If you've ever been drawn to someone for no explicable reason, it's likely because you've been triggered by a subconscious cue, and that's exactly what we're going for. There's a whole world of things going on out there, and you can use some of them to your advantage. So this is where the femme version of who you are can come out and play in some interesting ways. Perhaps you'll be the only person who knows what's really going on, but it will be a lot of fun. How to choose a scent. Now, the very best way to apply your perfume is spray a little bit of a cloud, give it a second, and walk into the cloud. I know we see people putting on fragrance on their inside of their arms. But this is the real subtle way and the proper way to put on perfume. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's playtime with Fiona. If you're not already in my feminization program, please do have a look at fionadobson.com, fionadobson.com, or email me at fdobson@zoho.com, zoho.com. You can also subscribe right here. Just use the subscribe button. See you soon.